Hey, this is H1. We're going to be running it back with another episode talking about chess knowledge, chess wisdom, and chess understanding again. And today we'll be going over the FIDE World Chess Championship of 2023. Now, it is already over, but I'm going to update you on exactly everything that happened in this World Chess Championship. Now, first of all, let me just say that Ding Liren won. And before we go into like the details of each game, let's go into like the background story and like the rules of the tournament. So first of all, the two players was Jan Nepo against Ding Liren.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The first thing that you need to know. And secondly, let's go over why didn't Carlsen play, since we already know that Magnus Carlsen is better than everybody in the world right now. But this is what happened. Shortly after successfully defending his title against Jan Nepo in 2021, Carlsen said that he would only play the next World Championship match if his challenger was young prodigy Grandmaster Alireza Ferrugia. At the beginning of 2022, Carlsen once more said in an interview with a Norwegian newspaper that he would probably not defend his title. And this article is by chess.com, of course. Now, however, it was only on July 2022 that Carlsen officially announced that he would not play the next World Chess Championship match and abdicate his title. The news came as a shock to many people in the chess world because Jan Nepo won the Candidates tournament. Now, the format of this tournament was 14 classical games, and the player who scored at least 7.5 points wins the match and becomes the next World Chess Championship. Becomes the next World Chess Champion. Now, the time control was 120 minutes for the first 40 moves, followed by 60 minutes for the next 20 moves, and then 15 more minutes for the rest of the game, starting on move 61. There was a 30-second increment per move 2. Now, players were not allowed to agree to a draw before Black's 40th move. The tiebreak rules. The match was still tied after the 14th game, leading to the following tiebreakers to decide the champion in order. So a 4-game rapid playoff with a 25 plus 10 second increment, a time control, was played after they got into the tiebreaks, but we're going to talk about how that happened. And then just to say, the prize fund was £2 million So if the match had been decided within the 14 classical games, 60% of the prize fund would go to the winner, while the remaining 40% would go to the runner-up. Instead, the match ended in the tiebreakers, 55% goes to the winner and 45% goes to the runner-up. As a result, Ding Liren won £1,100,000, while Jan Nepo won £900,000, which is still awesome, but you know, he wants to be world champion. I get it. Now, they just go over the history. Okay, enough with that. Let's get to the exciting part, which is the games that were played in this World Chess Championship. Now, if you think about it right quick, and let me go through these games, it was pretty interesting because the first round, of course, it was a draw. First rounds is always a draw. But the second round was pretty interesting because Jan Nepo got first blood. And let me just show you how Jan Nepo got first blood. Let me just show you this game right quick. This is what happened. And then we got this position. And this was like the last few moves that happened in this position where Ding Liren just lost his first game at the World Chess Championship. You already know that he was panicking, but at the same time, he came back in the middle of the tournament, which we're going to be going over. And so let's just go back into exactly the fourth game that Ding Liren won. In the fourth game, Ding Liren won with the white pieces. And this was the result of the game that he won with the white pieces. This was the result. It looked like this. You already see that pawn on e7 was going to promote. And if Jan Nepo does a move like a queen takes, then we're going to promote the pawn. If they do a move like...
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Rook to g8, then you could just do queen takes on g8, queen takes on g8, and rook to d8, all right? So that was the last moment of that round. So Dingler won the fourth game. Jan Nepel won the second game. Let's continue. And then the third game was a draw. Fifth game, Jan Nepel won. Jan Nepel won the fifth game, which was exciting because nobody thought that he was going to win the sixth game. And then what happened next was the sixth game, Ding Laren won. The seventh game, Jan Nepel won. And then after the seventh game, the eighth game, it was a draw. And there was just draws all the way to game. Which game did Ding Laren win back? Because for a moment here, Jan Nepel was up 1 point for one moment. Game 12 was interesting because he got this win off against Jan Nepel. He got this win off. Now, for all the people who's listening to this, you can watch this on Spotify or on YouTube, but this was the last result of that win. It was a crazy game that Ding Laren came back on because there were some opportunities that he could have lost and there were some opportunities missed by Jan Nepel. So he definitely messed up really badly. Calculations were just not there. But this is the World Chess Championship. I'm not sitting at that table. I don't understand what it means to like sit at a table in front of like one person with spectators taking pictures and cameras of me. That is not my job. My job is just to judge the chess, and the chess was not there at all. Not there. And so after round 12 in this chess tournament, 13th round, draw. 14th round was exciting, but a draw. And then we got into the tiebreaks, which we already explained that the tiebreaks, because they was equal with the first 14 rounds, the tiebreaks was 25 minutes with a 10-second increment. And a 10-second increment is just every 10 seconds per move. And what happened was they had to play four games in these rapid games. And so the first three games were draw. But this fourth game was pretty interesting. If you look at this fourth game right quick, we got this position at the end. And if you see, Ding Laren won this position with the black pieces. He won against Jan Nepel with the black pieces. And Jan Nepel is known for being a formidable opponent, especially with lower time control, because he's already fast when he's playing chess. But he got into time pressure and he lost. He did some distinct mess ups in this position. If they would have continued on with a tiebreak, then they would have had to play an Armageddon match after this, but they didn't have to. And so, hey, Ding Laren got the win very easily. And that's exactly what happened. And that's how Ding Laren got $1 million. Well, pounds. And I know he's happy. I know he's happy. I know he's like chilling with his family, eating some pie, you know, just doing what world champions do. Probably not in the flair of Magnus Carlsen, because, you know, Magnus Carlsen, even on his birthday, he got him a whole yacht, you know, chilling with a whole buffet of food. But hey, maybe Ding Laren might change. Maybe he's like Bruno Mars, you know what I mean? Maybe he got that, what's that song? 2K Go. I don't know the song. It's a long time ago. I know I brought back some nostalgia. Just put in the comments what song I'm talking about. But anyway, that's the end of this episode. Keep on fighting to the end. Staying focused in chess and in your real life too. All right? Peace.